Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. For manufacturers, sellers, and buyers of all things agricultural, the National Farm Machinery Show, opening tomorrow at Louisville's Kentucky Exposition Center, is the place to be. For those middlemen, equipment dealers, it's an opportune time for them as well.
Yes, absolutely. Dealers always want to see the latest and greatest, not only from their company. There will be a lot of corporate people at the show that dealers want to talk to face-to-face. They don't get to see on just a regular basis. And then, obviously, they want to know what their competition is doing as well. They want to know what's out there.
Kim Rominger heads up a new joint venture of two dealer groups now covering Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, and Ohio, the new United Equipment Dealers Association. On sales trends, he says commodity prices down from some lofty levels about a year ago have led to slower sales, with some bargains in used equipment.
And so it's an excellent time to pick up good late model used equipment because there's just a huge amount of that out there. And as far as new prices, that will put pressure on new prices. But what the new equipment brings to the table is technology. Technology is really taking over the ag industry at just the expanded speed, so to speak. It's really the things that can be done with the equipment nowadays is phenomenal. So the technology will be the telling difference between the used and the new.
He says in the trade, 2016 will be a year of adjustment. We'll be right back.
They're huge, and they're coming to the Kentucky Expo Center. Tractors bigger than your house. Hay balers the size of a Mack truck. Wheels taller than your living room. It's 1.2 million square feet of massive, powerful, heavy-duty farm equipment. And it's fun for the entire family. It's the National Farm Machinery Show, and it's bigger than ever. February 10th through the 13th. Visit farmmachineryshow.org for more information. Admission is free.
Some farmers use the National Farm Machinery Show as a break from the cold. Others do some serious scouting for potential purchases. While the latest technology is reflected in some of the major manufacturers' equipment on display, some of the future innovation, says Kim Rominger, may be just down the aisle.
A lot of the new technology is coming from short line manufacturers and the like. So the smaller manufacturers historically have been the innovators in the industry and are bringing a lot of things to the table that eventually either get adopted or bought by the larger manufacturers.
Some 300,000 are expected at the show tomorrow through Saturday. In the farm world, it's the place to be.
Absolutely. The National Farm Machinery Show has been and is the premier farm equipment show in the country. There have been several that have tried to duplicate its efforts and have been unsuccessful. There are other good shows out there, more on the regional basis, but the National Farm Machinery Show kind of stands above all others.
Kim Rominger with the United Equipment Dealers Association. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.